Let's go to 1 Samuel 16, start with verse 14 and go through verse 23. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. But the Spirit of the Lord departed. So, according to that scripture, who sent this evil spirit to torment Saul? The Lord. I mean, who's in control? God is. You don't have to worry about nothing. There's only one you need to make happy. And you know who that is? The Lord. You make God happy, then there's no problem. But Saul wasn't making God happy. And Saul's servants, even his servants, said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God is troubling him. These people knew where this thing was coming from, brother. They're smarter than we are. That's a shame. You know that? We have the entire written word of God, and we do not believe what we read in this book. Let our Lord now command your servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp, and it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and you shall be well. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. So David was a good kid. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, how clear can God make this? How clear can he make it? And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Now then, if I knew somebody could play a harp, if I was going to be a bad boy, and I got God to send an evil spirit to torment me, I'd be looking for that harp player, wouldn't you? Because who wants to be tormented by an evil spirit? Well, you know, a lot of us in the church have been tormented by evil spirits, and we don't have a clue what it is. We don't have a clue what's causing our problem. So we don't know how to cast them out. We don't know what gives legal right to them. We don't know what the promises of God are. So we cannot stand on the promises of God by faith. But when you get a hold of what's going on this earth, especially under the new covenant as a Christian, you have been given all power and all authority on this earth. Isn't that something? And we let this devil beat up on us because we give him legal right. The devil cannot do a thing to you until you open the door to sin. When you open the door to sin, man, then he can come in. And he can not only torment you, he can torment your children, your wife, he can torment your bank account, everything that you have. But it's coming from God. When the evil spirit from God was upon Saul. Isn't that something? Like I say, I used to fight with the devil. I didn't realize that I had been given all power and all authority over the devil. In fact, I'll tell you that when Cheryl and I went to Norway, the last time we went to Norway, I had had a great revelation from God about evil spirits. So we got to Norway, and the first day we taught a class over there, so as we were teaching the class, at the break, one of the guys came up and said, there's a couple wants to come tomorrow. They live a long ways off, several hour drive, and he wants to bring his wife, and he wants you to do a deliverance on her. I said, tell them to come on. And so they brought this woman. They brought that woman, and there was another woman, an older woman too, that wanted to come. So I told them, bring them both. So they brought this woman, and when they did, after we were finished teaching, I talked to the husband and the wife, and she had been married before, and the guy she had been married to was involved in occultic work. And so I said, well, that's where you picked up this demon. You were married to a man, you know, that's involved in all this sin. And so your door was open because you and him became one. When you get married, you want to be careful who you marry. You know, so I said, you know, you're married, you're one. So when he's in sin, it's opening the door to you. And even though you're a Christian, naturally the devil wants to come in and torment you. Well, I told her, I said, you know, there's no problem. You have divorced this guy. You got away from him. Now you've supposedly repented of all your sins, and you have married this other guy. He's a good Christian man. I said, so now then, we have legal right and power over the devil. I'll just command him to come out, and he will. And so I said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I have authority over you. I command you to come out. And when I did, the woman went to screaming, fell down on the floor. done all kinds of things. And I told Cheryl, I said, well, praise God, we got another live one here. I said, let's just get her set free. I'm not afraid of the devil at all no more. I know who he is. I know who I am in Christ. I know I'm not living in sin, so I don't have to be afraid of the devil. He can't touch me. And so we go down in the floor with this woman. She's screaming and kicking and everything. Cheryl grabs her feet down there, sits down on her feet where she can't kick me. I mean, you know, this is a wonderful scene to be in a church. As we fell down in the floor, I said, this time, Satan, I know, and I know you know, that I know that I have power over you, and I ain't going to be here for 4, 5, or 6 hours with this. I said, I'm just going to command you one time. In the name of Jesus, I command every demon of hell to come out of this woman, and you go to the abyss, and don't you ever come back. I jumped up, and I said, woman, get up. You're delivered. I guarantee it in the name of Jesus. Now, that's the way you got to do it if you want to get it done. And so the woman kind of looked around, and she says, wow. Wow. So I reached down, took her hand, I picked her up, and I said, are you okay? She said, yes, I feel wonderful. I said, well, praise God. And so I looked over at this older woman that was in a chair. They brought her in a wheelchair, and she was sitting there in a chair, and I walked over to her, and when I looked at her, her eyes were that big. She had never seen a woman with a demon in her manifest, but she saw it. And I said, okay, woman, in the name of Jesus, I said, have you repented of all your sins? Her and her husband both said, yes. I said, okay. I said, I just reached up and slightly tucked her by the shoulders. I said, you demon of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. I said, now, woman, get up. You can walk. And that woman just sprang out of that chair and stood up and went running around all over the building. She was totally, completely healed. She hadn't walked in 4 years. She's walking and running and doing all kinds of stuff. And so that afternoon, I told the owner of the television station about what happened at the school. He said, oh, we got to put that on TV tonight. He said, I want them to give a testimony. I said, well, okay. So we went and talked to him, and she says, I can't get up before all those people. And she said, you mean there's going to be a lot of people watching? And he said, well, probably 150,000 is all. And she said, I just can't do that. I can't do that. And so I said, don't push her, Yon. He said, but Thurman, I want her to give that testimony. I said, it's obviously not right. Don't push her. Just let God do his thing. I don't understand what's going on. Well, the next afternoon, when they came to the television studio, the husband said, Mr. Scrivener, we've had a side effect from the deliverance yesterday. I said, a what? I mean, you know, you think you've heard everything? I've heard a side effect with medicine. You know, but I never heard of a side effect from a deliverance. I said, what do you mean? He said, my wife couldn't hardly hear out of either ear unless she had those powerful hearing aids in both ears. And said she never sleeps with them. She took them out this morning. When she woke up, she could hear me talking perfect without her hearing aid. We had a side effect from the deliverance. I thought, that's the kind of side effects we want. And I said, wow, this is great. I said, would you mind giving that testimony on TV? She said, I would love it. And I told John, I said, see, I knew there was something about yesterday. God wasn't ready. He wasn't through with her. If she'd have told it yesterday, she still couldn't hear. But today she can hear perfect. So Jan, the owner of the TV network, her and her husband, they got up there on the set, and I couldn't understand what they were saying. They were talking in Norwegian. But they talked about that so that the majority of people can understand it. And then after they talked about it in Norwegian for a few minutes and told what happened to her and everything, they were praising the Lord. She was happy and singing and everything. He then told the people in English. You know, that way I got to understand what they were saying. But it's amazing when you learn who the enemy is, that the enemy has no right to you whatsoever as a son of God unless you have sin in your life. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to figure out what the sin is. And some people don't never know that you can call on the Lord, just like Jeremiah 33:3 says, I want to show you the power God give us if we walk in obedience to his word. I want you to go with me to Luke 10:19-20. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, under the new covenant. And I want you to see how the Lord told us to get rid of evil spirits. Look what he says. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, first of all, who is the serpent in the Bible? The devil. His scorpions are those that pierce the body. So we got the devil and his demons. Behold, Jesus is speaking here in verse 19. I give unto you power or authority to tread on the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather to rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now then, the spirits are supposed to be subject to you and me. When we speak in the name of Jesus, these things are supposed to go away. But now then, here's the secret. You have to be walking in total obedience to God's word. Total obedience. Philippians 2:14. Let's see what that says. In a few things you do. Is that not what that said? Oh, in everything you do, stay away from grumbling and arguing. So what if on the way to church, you were arguing about something, fussing about something, and now then it's time to pray. Guess what? You're not going to get your prayers answered because you hadn't repented for your grumbling and complaining. So you're having a problem with your wife, you guys. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church so that your prayers will be answered. So you just had a little fuss with your wife. You know, you're on the way to church, too, no less. And then you get to church and the pastor asks you to pray for somebody. And the heavens are above you are just like a sheet of steel up there. Your prayer is not getting through. Isn't that amazing? We have been given all this power and authority, and we're supposed to be able to kick these demons out. Well, there was a little 13-year-old girl. She had all kinds of terrible demons, and of course, almost nobody in the church understands these. I was in the Baptist church 65 years, and for the first at least 50 years of my life, I never saw a deliverance or a prayer answered or nothing. I didn't know. But one day, there was a 13-year-old girl. She was in a mental institution. And what was so amazing, this little girl's hair was so knotted. You could not run a comb through that hair. There was no way. It was so knotted up. There was a man and his wife that had studied God's word that understood how to get demons out of people. I certainly didn't know about it much at that time, but they did. And this man and his wife, they went in and they began to remit the sins of this little girl, remit the sins of the parents. And that's something that was new to me. I didn't know I could do that back in those days. But as they did this, they began to command demons to come out of this little girl. It took an hour. But all of a sudden, a demon come out of this little girl screaming. And when he came out, her hair fell into nice, silky locks of hair. Now, who would ever dream that could be caused by a demon?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, Our Goal is Not to Sin Again, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.